From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden Wednesday condemned a string of attacks by Palestinians that came as he visited Israel. He spoke alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
There can be no justification for this hateful violence, and the United States stands firmly behind Israel's right to defend itself, as we are defending ourselves at this moment as well. That's why we've done more to help bolster Israel's security than any other administration in history.
Biden called Tuesday's deadly stabbing of an American a heinous terrorist act. He said civilized leaders cannot see the violence as appropriate behavior. Meanwhile, Netanyahu said nothing justifies these attacks and criticized Palestinian leaders for not condemning them. UN Syria envoy Stéphane de Mistura was in Geneva Wednesday, ready to resume peace talks with Syria's warring side. But with delegations still expected to arrive over the course of a few days, the process will be a slow start. Mistura's spokeswoman said some of the participants will not be in Geneva until Sunday or Monday, and the UN attributed some of those delays to logistical arrangements. In a statement to VOA, the main Syrian opposition group said it would be a no-show for the start of the talks. Police in Somalia say a car bomb exploded outside a tea shop near a police building in Mogadishu Wednesday, killing at least three officers. The Mogadishu police commissioner said the driver of the car was taken into custody and was seriously injured by the blast. He added that police are investigating. The attack Wednesday followed one Monday in the city of Beledweyne, in which at least six people were hurt, including two African Union soldiers. VOA News. Iran said it carried out two more ballistic missile tests Wednesday. It comes a day after the United States criticized a round of tests that Iran described as a show of its deterrent power. Iranian media said two Qadr-H missiles were fired Wednesday at targets 1,400 kilometers away. The U.S. State Department said Tuesday it planned to ask the U.N. Security Council to review the situation and to press for an appropriate response. However, he also added that the continue to aggressively apply our unilateral tools to counter threats from Iran's missile program, that is spokesman John Kirby. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said Wednesday his country has developed a miniature nuclear warheads that can fit on a ballistic missile. While such claims are not new from them, it is the first time that the North Korean leader has made such an assertion. The state-run Korean Central News Agency reported Wednesday that Kim met with nuclear scientists and technicians, and they briefed him on research conducted on a tip that various type of tactical and strategic ballistic missiles with nuclear warheads. The agency also published photographs that appeared to show the North Korean leader visiting a facility where their warheads were being made. Authorities in Afghanistan's southern province of Helmand say a group of at least 10 heavily armed Taliban fighters have staged a coordinated assault, triggering a gun battle with security forces. The attack early Wednesday targeted the police headquarters and offices of the Afghan spy agency. A senior provincial security official told VOA that security forces have gunned down seven assailants while a gunfight is underway to eliminate the rest of the militants. He added that authorities suspect there were suicide bombers among the attackers. Former Beatles drummer Ringo Starr has announced the death of so-called fifth Beatle, the producer Sir George Martin, at the age of 90. Starr posted the news on Twitter Wednesday with a photograph of Martin, with the Beatles captioned, "Thank you for all your love and kindness, George." Universal Music Group has confirmed the death. However, details have not yet been released. Millions of people across the Indonesian archipelago were treated to a rare total solar eclipse on Wednesday. Sky watchers across 12 provinces and three time zones gathered to see the moon as it began moving between the Earth and Sun shortly after dawn. A partial eclipse was also visible across parts of Asia and Australia. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.